your Bible. If you don't have your Bible, there will be one in the hymnal shelf on the back of the pew in front of you, or you can grab your cell phone or your iPad and open up your Bible app. Turn to Joshua, which is just after Deuteronomy, just before Judges, near the front of the book. We're going to be in Joshua 14, reading verses 5 through 16. Amen when you get there. In Gilgal, the people of Judah approached to Joshua. Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said to him, "You know what the Lord said to Moses, man of God, about you and me when we were in Kadesh Barnea. I was 40 years old when Moses, the Lord's servant, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to scout out the land. I brought back a report to him of what I really thought. My companions, who had gone up with me, made the people's heart melt. But I remained loyal to the Lord my God." So Moses pledged on that day, "The land on which you have walked will forever be a legacy for you and your children. This is because you remained loyal to the Lord my God. Now look, the Lord has kept me alive exactly as he promised. It is 45 years since the Lord spoke about this to Moses. It was while Israel was journeying in the desert. Now look, today I am 85 years old. I am just as strong today as I was the day Moses sent me out. My strength then was as my strength is now, whether for war or for everyday activities. So now, give me this high land that the Lord promised me that day. True, the Anakim are there with large fortified cities, as you yourself heard that day. But if the Lord is with me, I should be able to remove them exactly as the Lord promised." So Joshua blessed him. He gave Hebron to Caleb, Jephunneh's son, as a legacy. So Hebron still belongs to Caleb, son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite, as a legacy today. This was because he remained loyal to the Lord God of Israel. Hebron used to be called Kiriath Arba. Arba had been the greatest of the Anakim. Then the land rested from war. The word of God for the people of God. Did anybody happen to look in the bulletin and see what the title of the sermon was? Are y'all as excited as I am? I volunteered for this for two reasons. One, I love this passage and this speech from Caleb. And two, because Nolan is a little older than me and I didn't want him to have to get up here and talk about being old. He's got me by a good 8 months and just didn't want him to be uncomfortable. I recognize that I am not old. I recognize that I may be speaking about a subject I don't know a lot about. However, I am beginning to see the signs of getting older. I suffer from gout, which is a joy, and I liken that to the thorn in Paul's side. It just reminds me. because we don't know who we're pulling over. I know of